7.38A01301120212416 Audio. Now let's talk about this sketch. Its role is to control the angle of the station engine. The type of materials used, for the geniuses of the IQ, you just have to choose. My concept is simple: two flywheels for the vertical axis, and two for the horizontal axis. But why two? The basic explanation. Yes, a replacement is possible. In the event of engine failure, the superimposed unit will take over. This implies that only one flywheel is necessary to modify or stabilize the angle of the station. When I say one, there can also be two, and not necessarily on the same axis. This will depend on the control of the angle in addition to its stabilization. My entire analysis aims to keep things simple. There will be four discs and I assume them to be identical. Why? For safety purposes. These two systems must be able to replace each other mechanically in the event of a breakdown. The variable speed of these discs should allow for adaptation of the controlled centrifugal forces. This implies possible reverse rotations of each of the discs. A reverse rotation is a safety in case of loss of control. I know that you know. Now the location, at the center of the cross at the bottom or at the top of the electrical chamber, S. It is possible to spin a computer disk at 7000 RPM, so, between 0 and 7000, it seems to me that there are many intermediate positions for the centrifugal force of the disks. The motors will be in direct current and a local panel will have to allow manual activation of the controlled rotation. In addition, a speed control bypass for 100% rotation in case of emergency. It is possible to have the corridors of the T under pressure with air. The thermal balance of these corridors will be better. These people must be able to move around in this station engine without a diving suit in gravity mode or not. I am planning screwed and balanced shafts for the discs. Why? For quick replacement of bearings with the assembled shaft in case of malfunction. Four discs, eight shafts, and three bearings at each end. Attention must also be paid to the mass and inertia of the discs. Are emergency brakes necessary? A simple procedure for the orientation of the solar panels by step. Starting the flywheel, S. Orientations of the panels. Stopping the flywheels. There will be a loss of efficiency of the panels if a loop servo is not available. A question before continuing: is the automated mechanical orientation of the panels essential or not? The progressive start, or reversed in duo of the discs, before stopping one out of two should keep the station stable during the orientation of the solar panels. The reversed rotations are to minimize the movement of the station when starting the flywheels, even if the increase in RPM is progressive. This will be the main mechanism for stabilizing the station during the movement of the panels. A justifying reason, the environment. Should we consider the ejection of air or any substances into space as pollution? Another issue. A station around a planet is a proximity security for spacemen and women. I am thinking here of Mars. We must also laugh a little, yes, directly on Mars and at least in orbit for the moment. I imagine that the ISS is an experimental station, but to what extent? Like you, my analysis is also experimental. A riddle before continuing: why start with a diameter of 1 meter for the discs? I leave you with this question because I am still looking for an honest person on this planet. Pierre Michaud, PMI father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping. This November 30, 2024.